This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to our Pastimes Podcast presented by USA Baseball. I'm your host, Joe DiRienzo. It is Wednesday, April 20th, and coming up on today's show, the manager of Team USA for the 2017 World Baseball Classic has been announced. Plus, I'll highlight some of our alumni performances around the majors and in minor league baseball as well. And in honor of all this news at the professional level, we have a giveaway for our last pro team, the 2015 Premier 12. Find out what that is at the end of the show. First, let's see what's leading off. Jim Leland will manage Team USA in the 2017 World Baseball Classic. Leland managed across 22 seasons and is a three-time Manager of the Year, twice with the Pirates and once with the Detroit Tigers. Leland won the World Series with the Florida Marlins in 1997 and will look to add a World Baseball Classic medal to his trophy case, something Team USA has yet to do in their three previous World Baseball Classics. The fourth WBC will be held in March of 2017, and Leland will be making his Team USA debut at the event. He will be assisted by Willie Randolph, Jeff Jones, Marcel Latchman, Lloyd McClendon, and Alan Trammell. Willie Randolph was an assistant coach on Joe Torre's staff for the World Baseball Classic in 2013, and was manager of the 2015 Premier 12 team as well, after which he was named the USA Baseball Rod Dado Coach of the Year. Randolph brings 18 years of playing experience and 16 years of coaching and managerial experience to the staff. Marcel Latchman has been the pitching coach on each of the previous World Baseball Classic teams, and in 2017 will be his eighth coaching experience with USA Baseball. He has won gold with the 2007 World Cup team and bronze with the 2008 Olympic team in Beijing. Jeff Jones is making his international coaching debut, as are McClendon and Trammell. Jones pitched for the Oakland A's from 1980 to 84, and recently has served as pitching coach for the Detroit Tigers from 2007 to 2015. McClendon has 19 years of major league coaching experience. He was hitting coach for the Tigers from 2006 through 2013 and coached four AL batting title winners in that time. He also served as manager for the Pirates for five seasons and the Mariners for another two. He is currently manager of the AAA Toledo Mudhens. And Alan Trammell rounds out the WBC coaching staff. He played shortstop for the Detroit Tigers from 1977 all the way to 1996 and won World Series MVP in 1984 to go along with three Silver Slugger Awards, four Gold Gloves, and six All-Star nominations in his career. Trammell managed the Tigers from 03 to 05 and currently serves as a special assistant for the organization. That staff will lead Team USA into their fourth World Baseball Classic, where the United States will compete with 15 other countries for a world championship. Australia, Canada, China, Chinese Taipei, Colombia, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Italy, Japan, Korea, Mexico, the Netherlands, Puerto Rico, and Venezuela have all already qualified, and one more team will enter the mix after the final qualifier ends in September. Other big news around the organization today, the midseason watch list for the 2016 Golden Spikes Award was announced. 60 of the top amateur baseball players in the nation were recognized as worthy of consideration for the title of top amateur baseball player in the country. 14 players from the SEC were named to the list, the most of any conference, barely edging out the ACC, who has 13 representatives. Two non-Division I athletes found their way onto the midseason watch list: Jake Fishman of Division III Union College, and Blake Rutherford, a high school senior for Chaminade College Preparatory School. Three players from the 2015 GSA midseason watch list are also back on the list for 2016. Senior pitcher Luke Gillingham from Navy, sophomore two-way player Brendan McKay from Louisville, and junior infielder Will Craig out of Wake Forest. We're going to take a quick break, but up next I'll update you on some of our alumni who are performing well early on in the majors and minors. You're listening to our Pastimes Podcast. Bucket hats are back, and they are flying off the shelves as orders pile in on usabaseballshop.com. Available in navy, graphite, black, white, and the fan favorite digicamo, you can get your USA Baseball bucket hat while they're still in stock at USA Baseball Shop by heading over to usabaseballshop.com. Throughout the year, I'll be updating you on some of the performances of our alumni as they play both in the majors and minor leagues, starting this week with our alumni around the majors. This past week, two-time alum Bryce Harper was named co-NL Player of the Week alongside Nolan Arenado. So far in 2016, Harper has 7 home runs, 20 RBIs, 11 runs scored, and 3 stolen bases to go along with his .333 batting average. Last year, we saw Harper's best season in the bigs with a .330 average, 42 homers, 99 RBIs, and 118 runs scored, and he is already off to a hot start in each of those stat categories. Those numbers were already an incredible feat for the 22-year-old in his last season because, yes, despite this being his fifth year in the majors, Bryce Harper only just turned 23 in October. The fact that there's potential for even more growth in his game is just incredible. Manny Machado, also only 23 years old, has 5 homers and 12 runs scored with a .392 batting average to start off 2016 with the Baltimore Orioles. Machado enters his fifth season in the majors and came in fourth place in the AL MVP vote in 2015 after posting a 35-homer, 20-steal, 100-run season with his second Gold Glove award at third base. On the mound, CNT and Olympic national team alum Jake Arrieta is a perfect 3-0 in his first 3 starts of the season. He's allowed just 3 runs in 22 innings and has 20 strikeouts to just 2 walks allowed. Dating back to August 4th of last year, the Cubs ace has had a ridiculous 15 regular season start stretch. In those, he has thrown 110 innings, struck out 109 batters, allowed just 72 to reach base, 56 of those hits, and only 7 earned runs have been scored on him in that time. That's a 0.57 ERA in his last 15 starts, and that sounds impossible. His campaign for another Cy Young Award is off to a brilliant start already. One of the pitchers he'll be competing for that Cy Young Award in the NL is 2005-18U alum Clayton Kershaw, who has a nearly identically impressive start in his first 3 starts of the season. A 2-0 record, allowing just 4 runs in his 22 innings pitched, with 20 strikeouts to just 2 walks. This is going to be a fun back and forth to watch between those two. One rookie pitcher that has performed well thus far is 2013 CNT alum and standout performer from the 2014 postseason for the Royals, it's Brandon Finnegan. Finnegan is now with the Cincinnati Reds after a trade last year and is 1-0 with a 2.04 ERA in his first 3 starts. He's lasted 17 and 2/3 innings and allowed just 8 hits while striking out 16 batters. He's had some control hiccups with 10 walks, but he's limited the damage with that low ERA, so it's going to be a good transition to starting in the majors for Finnegan. We'll transition now to the minor leagues, where plenty of USA Baseball alumni earned Player of the Week honors across the various levels of minor league baseball. We'll start with Trey Turner, 2012 and 13 Collegiate National Team alum, who was named Batter of the Week in the AAA International League with the Syracuse Chiefs. He started his 2016 with a .368 batting average with 4 steals, 9 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. And he's racked up 3 hits or more in 3 games already this year, and he keeps that up. We'll be seeing him starting at shortstop for the Washington Nationals very, very soon. 4-time alum Alex Bregman won Batter of the Week honors in the AA Texas League with the Corpus Christi Hooks. Bregman was drafted 2nd overall by the Houston Astros last summer, and so far, he's batted .410 with 10 runs scored, 14 RBIs, 5 homers, and 2 stolen bases, leading the Texas League in homers and hits early on. He's already eclipsed his homer total this year in just 11 games, compared to 66 games last summer in single A, so Bregman is taking big, big strides in his first full season in the pros. Bregman's 2013 teammate Daniel Mangdon won Pitcher of the Week in the Texas League, a Team USA sweep. He's had 2 starts with the Midland Rockhounds in 2016, both of which he's gone 6 shutout innings. He's allowed only 4 hits and racked up 16 strikeouts in those 12 innings this year. This will be Mangdon's 3rd season in the minors and his 1st in AA. Other impressive performances thus far for USA Baseball alum around the minors, 2010 CNT alum Mikey Matuk of the local team here in the Durham Bulls leads the International League in hits with 17 through just 12 games. He's batting .333 with 10 runs scored, 2 doubles, 3 triples, and a homer. Over in the Pacific Coast League, 2011-18U national team alum Joey Gallo has already launched 4 homers to go with a .333 batting average, 11 runs scored, and 11 RBIs. David Dahl, another 2011-18U alum, is tied for the Eastern League lead in home runs with 5 in just 12 games. And finally, in the High A Carolina League, Dansby Swanson has 7 doubles and 4 stolen bases to go along with a .367 batting average in his first 12 games playing with an Atlanta Braves affiliate, the Carolina Mudcats. It's going to be a great season to follow along with all of our alumni in the majors and minor leagues. We'll close out today's show right after this with a Premier 12 team giveaway. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. In honor of the news about our next professional team, the 2017 World Baseball Classic, it's time to give away something from our most recent professional team, an autographed baseball by the entire 2015 Premier 12 team. In order to win, be the first one to tweet the correct answer to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast. Here is your question. Each player on the 2015 Team USA Premier 12 team was playing in the minor leagues last year as a non-40-man roster player, as per tournament rules. Which of those players has made the jump to the majors, and what team does he now play for in 2016? If you know the answer, tweet it out to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast, and you will be eligible to win. That will do it for today's episode of Our Pastimes Podcast. Thank you all very much for listening. I'm Joe DiRienzo, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of Our Pastimes Podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of Our Pastimes Podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.